Okay. Rabosai. So we were doing the Siman Reish Ayin Ches yesterday, which is a question of whether Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is more chomer than other Rabbonans in the context of a Chola Shein Bo Sakon. Alright? So the source is Shar Tzion and Reish Ayin Ches from Achai Odom based on the Tosis. Where's the Tosis? Mem Vav Amud Beis. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara has distinguished between the Suah Daraisa. Take a look over here. We had this once before. This wasn't Kolom of Psikresha, etc. In the Miskavin. The Tanya, the last seven, six lines. Rav Shimon Omer Gor Adam Mikise Mita Vesav Salovash Yiskalas Uscharitz. Was Kolecha Dechim Mechavin Iki Suah Daraisa. Kilo mechaven gozer Rabbi Shimon with the Rabbanon. Achidish noy, we don't pass in this way. Kol eicha dechi mechaven ikisu with the Rabbanon. Kilo mechaven shor Rabbi Shimon lechad chila. The more is going to shlug it up at the end. So Rashi isu with the Raisa. Kibui av malachahu charitz lek isa the Raisa. The chova kalacha yadu. The chova dama lekamon told the chorech v'chayev hanami the chova kadaka. The more of the kardom. But it's only the Rabbanon. Why? It's called the kalacha yad. For Toysvis, the bottom Toysvis. Cholecha dike Michalik Yisur Reis. Him Toma, Tohocha bekibu lech Yisur the Reis to the Reb Shimon. The Malach Hashem Tzvich Legufei. Yesh Loma, the Hori Kama. Kichi Mechav and Ike Yisur the Reis to go on Bepsila, Betorach Lahavava. Yeah. So it can be a the Reis. It's a bit of a dochak, but the Gemara is anyway shlug in this. Obviously, there is dochuk. They're going to shlug it up anyway, this Havamina. What does this mean? So the Chayodim, quoted by the Sharatzian, and Reisha and Ches, interprets that the Malach Hashem, the Tzvich Leguf, is more chomer than Kelach HaYad. It's telling us that it's intrinsically more chomer than Kelach HaYad. But the question becomes, why so? What's the source for these dinim? On a Pashup Shal level, they both derive from the same source. What's that? Two words? That is Machshavis. Pashup Shal. Kalach Yad is almost for sure. And so the Gufa is the Gemara Chagiga, and how do you read it? We saw it a little bit before. So why should one be more chomer than the other? Yeah?
I don't understand. They have the same source why they aren't El Raisa.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that have to do with how chomer the Rabbanan is when the Rabbanan is in the Jubiasa anyway?
Oh, very good. You are correct. But then what you're saying is the Rabbanans have different gradations because they're perhaps fearful. On a practical level, the guy's going to goof it up. It was kalachayad. People are not going to make a mistake with the kalachayad. But Ein Tzvich L'Gufa is a little bit complicated. We had to spend a little time ourselves, even already this man. Machlokas and Rivosh and Tosfos and the Ramban about Gozes. What is it? We don't know exactly what Ein Tzvich L'Gufa is. You'll say that it's more close to Chalila ben Nichshon than Issa D'Raisa than a situation of Kalach HaYad. That I agree with you on a practical level. Not just fundamentally more chomer. Practically speaking, take a look on the Ran. It's on either page Samach Aleph or Kuf Samach Tes. I think that's what he says. Welcome, Seder Lagozer Rabbanan. If Tomar and Kay Lama so the Chavas Lake and Bishabes, some of the Shinnis feel the goofy. Shall let Macham Utsark? And let's tell us Beso. The Mitzah and the Rabbon. The Vada Kibud Lake and Mitzah, I feel the Rav Shimon and the Tzimus Gufa Potter there. It's Potter, but not Mutter. I feel that you're in Achri Namin. It's not very called Kitzvay, it's not about the Chavas and Amal Kabe. We can look up Shimon. Yes, Loma. Shani Kibud, the Kavan, and the Imayat Tzark, the Gufa, you're awesome and not Torah. Here's the key phrase. Ve'ein akol bekin lechiluk b'malach atzio legufa len tzio legufa. Oh, practical thing. Shemachi asya bonan filalakam seyla filalidei nachuina, etc. Not going to that right now. The kids are the Ran is saying, if you get confused, that I agree. Nonetheless, Rabosai, we do know that there are cases in which Chazal are very lenient for a chola. Sure. Take a look at the Gemara, Rabosai. Kuf. Have a Gemara? Kuf Zion Amud Aleph Hamapis Mursa, the last 8 lines of Perek, 13 Perek, with a small dalet. Hamapis Mursa b'Shabbos in Lasos l'Pech Chayim the Hotzei Lemen Lecha Potter. By the Potter Mutter and Machat Shayad into the Boas Hakotz. See, it's Mutter over here. Now, why is it Mutter? Why is it Mutter? So, Rashi Potter Mutter. Then Kan Tikun Rabbanan Amelo Gozeba Shvus. Why not? Mishum tzara. Okay, so it's a tzara case, and the tzara they're making. If you take a look, Rabbi Osai, what's the context over here? Mapis Mursa. What's the context? The context is of a Shmuel, Kaptur, the Shabbos, Pot, Rabbi Losa, except for these three. Right? The Gemara says enough. Kuv Zayin, Omer Alf. So here, if you look on the side, Mesoras Hashas, it's also found in Av Gimel Amud Aleph. Go all the way back to the beginning of the Sefer. Let's take a look on Av Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph. Om Eshvul, the third line, Kapturin Shavuot, Pot, Avalos, Bami Hani Tlas, the Pot, the Mutter. Tzei the Sfir, Tzei the Snafa, Shemapis Mursa. Okay? So it says, now, what's pshat in these three cases? So Tosis atzad nachash says Tosis hikshem b'hag v'shmul at v'shmul nachash av v'shmul v'lochash ein atzvir l'gufa potter gab shemen. Oh, so the reason why you're potter is ein atzvir l'gufa. It's pashat pshat this gemara, and still they were matim b'makom tzar. So if they're matim b'makom tzar, so why in the case of the chole who can't fall asleep? That's what Rishayin Ches is talking about. It's also Malkam Tzar. That's a good question. But every question is an answer, almost. So today's Megillah Sefer Day. Trying to, if he can't finish up with his contribution for this, if he can finish it today, we'll try. Simon Ches, he asked this question. What's the difference between one and the other? Here's the Rabbanan. Here's the Rabbanan. So he says as follows. It is true that we have certain heterim b'mokom tzar. He suggests that's only in the case in which if you do this, the tzar will abate. You have this tzar, a pimple, it hurts you. You take a needle, you make a hole, and the pus comes out, you feel better. So the tzar dissipates. Oh, the tzar dissipates. Then they were matirit. B'mokom tzar. B'mokom tzar is Rashi. B'mokom tzar. However, in our situation, no. The tzar is not going to dissipate. Whether pain you have is the pain you have. We can't cure your pain. Yeah, if you turn up the light, it'll feel a little bit less tzar on the side. And when he was over here, this is ches. Beginning of page Ayin in the Sefer. He says, "B'mapis Mursa, who misalik es agorim ha-mitzayr, then they will matter ain't shir l'gufa." As opposed to Sama Chola, when you turn off the light, that's different. That's different. With me so far? Yes, sir.
No.
This is what he says. Fine. Now, but the Bi'ur Halacha says something here which is, as I said already yesterday, seems to be quite difficult to understand. Let's go back to it. Shin Beis with the diapers. Put it into the basin. Pay tests. Okay, thank you so much. He says, "Listen, it's Memakam Choli, Logazru Shema Yischot." That's what he says. It's usually Gzeira Shema Yisrot. Normally. What about Shema Yisrot? He says, Tidach, the last three lines on the page. Chol Hashem Basakana, Emu Ragal Rechitza, Yeshahat Af Yisdaranu Bishvila. So we asked the question yesterday, but in Simon Shinchov Chesif Yitzayin, there are four Shitas, and the Mechaba Pasek, the third Shita, and we asked the Rabbanans. What's going on? What's happening over here? So the answer, again, is not my question. This is again the Yudah Sefer answers this question. Well, what's going on over here? In a move on, we pass like the third day. Can't do a Shavuos. Chol Hashem Basakana. Do Shinui. Maybe means, maybe Pshat and Bialach. The same as we saw in Tadis Kufir Af Mebeis. B'mokam Mitzvi Tiru. No, Gzei Hashem Yos Nischita. Kavachol B'mokam Chol Yimutar. And even Shin Lam Adal Chav Dal by Talis with caught on fire, the Matir and Shriya's Begad, no Lichluch, it's okay. What happened Shem Yisrof? We welcome Hefzah Lo Chosh Hashuv. So Hefzah is like Mitzvah, Chol is like Mitzvah. That's what he says.
Are those three categories like in the same?
Often they go together. If you remember, we saw a little bit on Shin Zion Sepeh, three of them. Often go together. Not everyone agrees to the head of the Malkah Mitzvah. You know why? I said, often a din, you go into the water. So, of course, somebody must. Is that must be that? Not necessarily. Open your Mishnah Berurah, the Simon Shin Aleph Siv Dalet. Gives a different reason why it's supposed to go into the water. Siv Dalet. It's Hoya Olaf with Ram Mitzvah, and Shlach, and play Rabba, make me Shagot of the Chachma. Yochel Abba. A different story. In other words, he gives a different head, the Shinui. Kagon. Shlo Yotzi Yodo Mitacha Sfas Chaluko. Why is it necessary? Vov. Kidei Sheyisko Vlo Yobelede Schita. What's he quoting over here, Vov? The Rosh. The Rosh is in Yuma. Simon Dalid and the Ran there as well. So the Mechaba quotes the Rosh and the Ran. That's why it's Mutter. Not Stambu Mokha Mitzvah. Into a special hacker. So over here we don't have such a hacker. It might be prohibited. So he's not so happy with this head. Not so happy with it. It's complicated. Not so simple. So it's a problem. So what must you say? A chole is more cow than a mitzvah, right? There is a sheet that we saw, the first sheet of the four. Shin Chav Ches Yizayin. Matir everything. So we want to be maker, at least in this case, even though we don't normally rely on Tosfos and Makom Mitzvah, we require some extra sheet. But here, combination of sheet is a Tosfos, the first day of the Chabad, Shin Chav Ches Yizayin, this would suffice. And he says that she better use towels, according to the Gra, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Ayin, Kuf Ayin Gimel, and Kuf Ayin Hey. Gimel Kebeget She Eino Mak Bada Meimo, Karen She Regilu the Shiru Hem Lachus. Afal Gav She Regilu Hashos Rosh and Beribu Mayim. These kind of towels are used to them being wet. You're not going to start squeezing it out because you don't care that much. That's what he suggests over here at the very end of Os Ches. In this situation, take a look, if you will, in his sources. Shin Ayin, Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Ayin Gimel. Give a look. Shin Aleph, Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Aleph and Ayin. That was my mistake. Okay. Kuf Ayin Gimel says in Mishnah Berurah. The stopping other, a person is the towel. Mashiach Bogan Avram, the Bizman Azeh, what changed? Tov the stopping Bedova Shaynak Balamemo, who would be a Rabbah Mashiach Stam Aluntis, a towel, who Dova Shaynak Balamemo. uses the typical towel, not some kind of other garment that you might otherwise not normally be in water. So what's this? Let's open the big Shulchan Aruch, if you have it, to this Mogel Avraham, and we'll see the Levush Yisrod, and see what this is all about. Okay, please, we're in Shin Aleph now. Okay. So the Mechamen Siv Memvav. Godem Ashriyim V'mayim Oslo Naglam Samach L'Eishin. It's a different story. Ramon. For also the Talpalam Shem V'yavol Adei Schita V'shem Akman Al Memvav. Okay. Where does this thing come from? So look on the side, it tells you. From the Mordechai Tof Mem Aleph and Beis. Look it up. Follow the paper trail. The Mordechai, Tov, Mem, Aleph, and Beis. Here we are. Page Lamed Aleph from our print. Mistapik Adam, Besser Aluntios, Levim, Beyodo. Shouldn't carry them. Let them be Mitz Omer. The Madam Mishnah Zuda called Dovah Sharim and Mayim also the Tatlo Xerish Shema Yisko, who Shesh also Dovah Shari Dovah Shemakbid, other Makbid Amemov. Then it's prep. That's exactly what we just saw quoted. Huh? So what changed nowadays? Well, what's he talking about? Take a look, if you will, in the Mogan Avraham, also the Tatlo, Zelosh Namorachai. You just saw it. The Stabbed on Esna Talutis, we have a זה המשנה למען את חודו אשר במים עושה לתעלת עד כאן של צורכים תו קיימו לו עדיין הלוך על כל סמישנה כמו שקוסה בסיף מהם חס מסתפק עול הבעלות בסיס זה מחבר you don't follow the mission צורך לא מה כמו שקוסה ורן תו זה בלוק לרן זה שאני רחיצה וסיפוק the אב של למה ולא רחיצה וסיפוק כדי זה פרקירת דף ממנלת עד כאן לשונו what's he saying? The only head there. Take a look at this rod. Tell you to look at some of the bays and the bays. Vaho. Okay. There's an owl print. We'll figure it out. Okay. Here we go. Kufayin Gimel. Kufayin Gimel in our page in the rod. What the katani the stop the mash of the air is left after that feel the khatkhila mistaf the katani safe so the other mistaf can balutus ah so the mash of the can plug the other we can plug the distinction but make that so the other and you know the haba when you see book kier that so the other show feel the khatkhila but the make name name shar at the time the rise of the stop the balutus of the khala hek sharash ba hek ishar ya ma lo khashin the lo asid the skita the tzen that mem khas Gabi Yehuda Par Suda Puma the Kuba the Nazi Rabbi Dilma also the Mishchat and it says in Kufi Gimel Amin and Zimn and the Mitzvahs and Mani Maya Basel the Eschit and Shloma the Kevan Shekola Rokht and Mistakim im Ata Oser Olov the Stapeg Af Ata Osro Birchitza goes together you know no towel you're going to the shower no towel you're not going to the shower in the first place You need the shower, you just go and just wait till it dries off. Drip dry. And we used to have a towel, so we don't have to do these things. But I mean, it depends on how bad you need the shower. But all right, but the Ron claims there's no towel, no shower. Not gonna be, the average guy's not going to go into the shower without a towel. So we're not going to be out there a towel, no one's going to go into a shower to wash up. And you can't do that. Ain't a omen. We need to do the perikira, not remember an olive. That's what it says. It can't survive without being able to wash. That's what it says. What's Mem of an Aleph? Let's give a look. What's Mem of an Aleph? See what does it say there? Mem of an Aleph. Give a look. Mem. You have to look. You have to look.
Does anyone address the general cloud or abundance by size? Is that what we're doing now? Or we're doing just by speech?
No, just this particular example. This particular example. the Machzan Shekel phrased it, Gzeirish in Rov Atzir B'Yicholim Lamod Bo. Okay, Rov Atzir. Most people will not be able to do without washing themselves on Shabbos, and we don't wash, we don't take showers on Shabbos for reasons which you should see, many reasons. Our showers you can't put the hot water on, and even if the hot water before, we'll see soon, there's a Gzeirish HaBalonim and a Gzeirish Shem Yischol, etc., etc. But to wash your hands, your face, you also need a towel. Alright, you want to wash your hands and face, there's no towel, what would you do?
Let it
dry. That's what I would do. I drip dry. But they're not, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't do that either. I don't know exactly. What's Mem Amud Aleph? What's there? Well, it says, Lo itiru lirchot telepon of Yodav Araglov. Right? The whole discussion, what's allowed, what's not allowed. Right? So the working assumption of this sugi over here is that the aser completely will not work. Will not work because it's, as the Machshag puts it, it's a gzeirish and rov atzibur. They can't put any water on their bodies on Shabbos. At the very end of the daf, Mem Amud Aleph, She'ein Adover Ome, Rashi says, Shlohoyu Tzibu Yichol Nekal Mitoch She'osu Lehem Etzakol. It's the next to the last time daf. So then, what cold water? Rosh She'ein Adover Ome then, Tumati Mechame Tveria, etc. Not the kids and neighbors. That's what he's referring to. So what's the Magen Avraham? What's Bizman Hazeh? What is it? Reform? What is it? Is it a reform rabbi? Bizman Hazeh, things change? What? Who thinks the Magen was a reform rabbi? Wait, Bizman Hazeh? Says the Heilige Magen Avraham like this. He's being machlo Bizman Hazeh. I haven't heard the reform being machlo Bizman Hazeh. What does he say? L'chomash to Bizman Hazeh to Evshe below Rechitza. We're not so careful about taking washing every day. You're not so careful. Because in their time, when they say, no, mate, show you Bizman Hazeh, as you see elsewhere in other situations. Since in principle, should have been answered Bizman Hazeh if we discussed it, without any preconceived notions. Tov l'stapeg v'dobe shen makbal al-meimov. For that reason. That's what he says. This is the Magen Avraham. It's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. This is the Magen Avraham. Sivkata Nun Ches. Alright? Fine. Good. The bar side.
Don't we know that historically people are more finicky about.
You're 2018. Magen Avraham was talking in 1600s. Uh-huh. Now, you're asking a good kasha. They were more worried about this. 1,000 years before that? I don't know. But Moab didn't. Look, he didn't have running water. No, they were running water. Now, maybe they had more public. I think it's probably true. They probably had more public bathhouses in Mediterranean climates, whether it be Eretz Yisrael or Babel, than they had in Kalish, where the Moab of Rome came from, which is colder climates. Yeah, that's what I think with climate. No? It's always cold. Everybody says, everyone understands when it's cold. Everything's different. When it's hot, then it's, it'd be rough. They had colder climates. That's my opinion. So therefore, they weren't so careful to wash all the time. That's my take. Yeah?
It doesn't also have to do with the clothing in terms of when, as clothing has changed, different.
Maybe. I don't want to ask the historians. I know that's colder in Kalish than in Babel. That I can tell you as a fact without being a man of the world. But I also know that when it's hot, you sweat differently than when it's cold. That also I know. I don't have to be a man of the world to know either of these two facts. So that's my assumption, what's going on over here. Bismarazet, Bimokamazet. If you were living in Eretz Yisrael, even in Magavam's time, which he wasn't there, but probably would also Eina Omed, I'm guessing. Alright, good. Now, Bosai, the story is told but a number of gedolim that they were walking and it started to rain and their socks got wet and they didn't move. That's correct. I saw it in the book. Rabbi Moshe Twersky, Zeichet Tarek Levroch Hashem Yom Kom Domo, that, you know, someone saw him at a certain spot, and so a few hours later, he hadn't moved. What's going on? They figured out that he held like those machmirim, that your socks get wet, you can't move because it's schita. There's no one that I know in this world was on that level. I don't know that he was such a tzaddik that we had such a level either. But I don't know anyone else in the world that level. Then they called it the stipler, held that way. He also didn't move when he got so socks got wet. I don't know. Take a look at both of the Taz. Shin Chavo Sivkotten Base. You take the socks off. Good question. Take the socks off, just leave them there. Who wants shoes without socks? Hey, not a bad idea.
Is that mechubadik for Rav to walk in the streets?
I don't know. Do you see that he has no socks? If you're wearing long pants and you're wearing shoes, I don't know. I guess it's true. No, there is. Even though I'm wearing long pants and I'm wearing shoes, if I took off my socks, you would see, if you look carefully, you would see skin, Rachmanel, it's not skin, but my ankles. Oy, oy, oy. So maybe you don't want to do that for that reason. So what does the Taz say? And Shin Chavov said cotton base. Now, the word goes there when they can't be goes there. Right? Chazal, you know, the word goes there. Too much. It says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zion. Harochet Benar, Sarach Shinagev Gufo Yofik Shaolo Me'anob, Meshalo Yishor Amayim Avav Yitaltim Arbamas Vakamas. That's a word about carry. Fishaolo Me'arachitza Dover Yeshibu Mayim Al Gufo Falavusho. Okay, so al levush, have a holech brishus a rabbim v'motar tzochev al roshav al levusho. Lord Pidaba, what do you mean? What do you mean? You should stop still. You walk in there and it's no eruv, and your jacket gets full of water. You're carrying. Oh, you're carrying. Stop still. God, socks. Maybe you have to wear a shame coat, not a raincoat. Who's in a raincoat and a shame coat? Oh, this is a new invention from years back. So the chassidim had strimals. The shamals are getting ruined in the rain. It's very expensive. You know, so they invented something that's like what was that coat with a hood? When I was a kid, I had a coat with a hood. But this is a simple raincoat with an attached hood. It's all part of one big piece. It goes over you, over your strimal, over your hat, over your yarmulke. And, you know, but it's not absorbent. It just goes off. So then I have a new reason to have a shade coat. We can market it for another reason. Because you have the promise out over here. If it rains, you're carrying gvalt. Okay, that's a good marketing device. Says the Taz of cotton base. Look, Peter Bo. Base Yosef doesn't tap. Fishem Uotim Logozer Olein. Come on, says the Taz. Ain't a maspik. Ain't any rose here. Shri Yosef Mayim and Amotra Lavushi Adam. Mashiach al gufak shalom and arapsa, the more water on your garments and on your body. Neva hatam, the bezet e f shali manami meno. Shodam alak vishus a rabbin, upisom, bamotar ala, logos ubera baran. What do you do? There's no choice. E f shaklal nizar. Chazar one goes, and it's impossible to be nizar. Makes sense to us.
Makes sense.
If it's raining, don't go out. Don't go, that's it. If you're walking and it starts to rain, what are you going to do? I could say, what do you mean? Dart into some building and sit there until the rain stops. 6 hours later. But all right, whatever. It's a good question. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah, where he quotes this. Shin Chavov. Hold on. Sif Katan Chav Gimel. I think that's where it is. Maybe. Let's see if it's the right number. Here we go. Chav Gimel, Lord Peterbo, Ratzon alomah lefi shem muwatim emotzev adam shira tzos amayim shav. That's the first shita. The Taz did not like it, right? The Beis Yosef. Okay. All right. And the Gra caught the Tosis. He reminded the Limbish Wushu Gam came with the I am Bataz, a Tom. Oh, he makes a reference to the Tom's. So you have a Charlotte, so stay home. Who comes to the rescue, Rabbi Osai? Who comes to the rescue? Who comes to the rescue? Let's leave the house. Let's see who comes to the rescue. Let's see who comes to the rescue. Out the Rebbe comes to rescue, wherever he is. And he says that they allow you to leave your house. Why? Oh, here it is. I'm finding it. I saw something that's closer here. I don't know what this means. No. Oh. Ain't Shash Schita. Somewhere here, the Alter Rebbe says, Lo Gozul the Chatzoim. If they let you continue walking, they're not going to make you prohibit you from leaving the house. All right, that's what they quote. Right, fine. This is
what is that?
Fine. So we're not on such a high level to be machmir to stay still if it starts raining and our socks get wet. We're not in such a high madrega. Oh, excuse me. I know I'm fine. I'm looking in the wrong place. My mistake. Yeah.
What are we talking about today? Why is it this Doraisa?
Doraisa?
It's a Shram Doraisa.
We're talking about Karma. We don't have Shram Doraisa. That's who this is.
And the Talmud talked about other Shram Doraisa. Like,
really?
Could
be. Watch this. L'cheni tila v'chol inyin af lotet mi beso v'shas ha-geshem she'ein les ha-dova l'chatzoyin. The Rebbe saves the day. Okay. That's in the wrong place. Good. Let's go on. So now we have in this beautiful Sefer, Megillah Sefer, in Os Yud, he gives you a summary of all the cases when we don't make a Gzeres Shema Yisrael. It's a very helpful summary, because you know, when we're finishing the Sugya, I hope we're finishing the Sugya, this part of the Sugya. I want to get to the main part I want to talk about today, but I first have to have a summation of this particular part. So we'll go fairly quickly, I hope, following his order. I think he has 8 cases where he did not make a gzeira.
What year was it written?
This is written 30 years ago. Megillah Sefer. Number one, a situation where you're not makbid. We just got through saying, if you're not makbid on time, that's memchesem and alf. Number two, mayim uwatim. That's the simon. I'll try to give the marav a comment as quickly as I can. Simon shin beis siftes. So that's by mayim uwatim, a small amount of water. There's no chashash. They never made a gzeira. Shema Yisrael. Okay. Where are we? So it says, Begeshen little Mutl Lossel of Mayim U'otim V'lo Merubim Shema Yisrael. Before Shin Ramah. That Merubim we make a Gzera Shema Yisrael. But Mu'otim not. Mu'otim not. Fine. What's the definition of Mu'otim? How do you define Mu'otim? What's Mu'atim? In Mem Zayin, it says, Lo Merubim, Dove Sheino Makbal Meim, Abu Menich, Kukubash, Zman, Yom HaMayim, Lo Neshem Yisrael. That's the first example we gave. Shin Aleph Sif Mem Vav. Second case is Muwata. What's Muwata mean? You saw one of the thrones, I don't know how to define Muwata. Right? So some suggestion is made, it's not only called Tofeach Amanas Latfiach. That's a criterion which is used elsewhere. It's not wet enough to make something else wet, That's a lashon over here. Mayim Muwatin. Take a look, he says. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can find it. Where he has this. That's the shear that he gives. Quotes from a Mishnah Brewer somewhere. That's the shear Tofeach Amanas Latfiach. I don't know where it is right now, but he says it's obviously a typo here. Fine. Then he has Shar Mashkim. That we found, we also, it's all about water. Take a look at the Shin Yud Tes. Let me schazer it quickly. Shin Yud Tes, the Mishnah Brewer, Lamed Tes. Okay. Mutter lo shayfu shema yischat. Why? And chosh to stop them. Then yochel and akolsem a reichel v'chazuso. Not talk about water. Talk about yayin. That goes to squeeze out wine. It's not going to help. It'll still smell. It'll still look winey. Okay. Sharmashka. Fine. We get to say, I don't forget that today. We have to discuss Seir at significant length.
But the case itself was not water.
No, it's looking like it's a water. Here. No, by Seir, that's like Shema Yisrael. Schita Mamash. We're not discussing the head of Schita here. No, all case of Schita is also. There's no Gzera Shema Yisrael. Oh, let me make myself clear. No, it's a Shema Yisrael. We're not being about the Schita itself. No. No. Okay. Now, does the Rambam accept this? No. Not at all. Take a look at Bir Halacha right over here. Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. He quotes the Gra. They should not mechav. He also says the kibusa. Okay, sudrin and amichad of mekach. And amichad of yain and surin. Achludin and mash. But that's how Rabbi Poskin came out kula. To be yain, I feel the sudrin shem yichad of lo chashin and shem yitzchok. The Shulchan Aruch didn't quote the machmiri. He passed on the kula. Even ain't amichad. Two separate heter. Amichad is one heter. Spoke about before, and Yain Shamashkin is another heter, two separate and distinct heterim. Fine. Now, who disagrees? Presumably, maybe the Rambam might disagree. Maybe disagrees. Okay, fine. The Gra seems to say that, but we pass on the cooler. Number four, or right, leather. We saw that you can't. Do kibbutz on the leather, but to put water on it is mutter. We saw it before Shemishna. Kufman base and base. Kufman base and base. Okay? Why is there no gzeira? Let's take a look. Rabbi Osai. Bialacha shin base if test, the maskal osir. Shin base test, the maskal osir. Can't read the whole thing right now. We'll get to it a little later. The Mishnah says it's halfway out of that big piece. Kupan beis and beis a Mishnah. The bor arach nos lemayim mashatichla v'lo gazru mishum shema yischot. Why not? Zakoch mishum the schita lo shach ba midaraisa. Oh, this is no daraisa. No daraisa. Okay, no daraisa. No daraisa. Fine. No daraisa. He's going to pass in that there can be kibbutz. The kibbutz there can be, but a chiyuv daraisa of schitan would not apply. He says as follows. I'm just skipping a little bit. He says, schita kibbutz is shayach ben haTorah filu b'seir uba'or. It's mochin. Aval schita lo shayach b'tavai b'daraisa. That's a Rambam. Kibbutz the Rabbanan. And therefore they never made a gzera. Shema Yisrot. Okay, this is example number four. Number five, Baka Mitzvah. Hakapay Rabo, Hakapay Rabo. The Rosh and Ran require a heck, as we saw a few minutes ago. Number six, Shin Aleph Sif Mem Hei. It's based on the Mishnah, Kuf and Melvim and Beis. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Shin Aleph Sif Mem Hei. Because Nashu Kelim and Mayim, hold up, man. Penachosh Hashem Yavul Adai Schita. You gotta keep going. There's the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotin, Kuf Samak Beis. Shalom Asu Al Adam Abgadim Shalom Shazan. I feel Nashu Kelim Levad, who loves Shem and Kil and Malach Ben. In other words, the guy is about to get dressed and his clothes fall into the sink, fall into the bathtub, fall into the water, the river. He's like, put them on. Mustaber the hand of the alchemist to go to Machirim. Have other garments. Why are you putting these ones on? They only make a neshasat chak. So he writes. Right. Otherwise, look at Shireish Gimel and Charetzim. The Avachim and the Mavula come on. Ba'agod the Mitzvah Shirim Mayim Osel Tatalam. The Mishnah Atzma. And right local, the man now mish who be derech when the achirim lubosh. Now kishem makish for lubosh for him. Can the mashem pash the lush and he's way wearing it. The lavachi yavle the mel mel lubosh amel choshes. Now it doesn't say lubosh amel choshes. It's holah amel choshes. But they have them on. Okay, fine. This is exception number six. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. Shatat Chak.
Even without
Makam Mitzvah? Yeah, it's a Shatat Chak. That's the win. Okay. Fine. Number seven is the towel. The Ron explains, because otherwise you can't wash, and that you can't do. Right? He saw that Pesnan Azeh is different. Explained, people don't shower, as we said before, our explanation. And the final one is if only a small amount of the garment of the cloth had water on it. Where'd that come from? That's Shin Yutes Sif Tezai. Our final one. Shin Yutes Tezai. A quick chazara of all the cases where they didn't make a gzera. Mayim Sheshnam Toloim. Etc. So what happened? What happened to Libun? What happened to Libun? That's the Mishnah Brura of Kodesh Samach. How did Rosh Hashem Hashem Yischot? Came and she ate a nisha with Mayim Rakdovim Muot Me'abeget. They're not as piv. Just enough to get your to fit around your mouth. And the Choshes of the Sochto Beis Yosef. I and Shem Oh, the Kovakom Yeshizor Shlo Yishteter Beis Yad Beksona Shalom. Don't use your sleeve as this sieve. The Bezech Hashina Yos Hashem Yisrael Shem Itzar Belvishasa. Wet sleeve. It's a wet sieve, not a wet sleeve. Okay, the L. Okay. At Kanavosai, part one of today's shiur is done. Now we're going to start part two. We still have Chumash, but I know I have to start the Sugin Zvoch. One more time.
What's
the amount
of that lesson you just read from?
Shin Yud Tes. I read you Sif Tezayin and the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Samach. Rabotai, the Gemara is an expression in Zvachim. I think we should see the inside in the text, even though we've alluded to this many times. But Ein Adoma L'Ri'iyah. I assume that all of you saw it. Anyone finished the Mamakomas here, by the way? No one's finished. Okay, the supplementals are coming out over the weekend. And you'll finish these first, and then you're going to add. Many of those things are post-facto Mamakomas, as we've seen already, but I didn't have on the originals. So it's not all that, which is new, which I haven't seen yet. As you when you open, you see this one's by. Zvachim Tzadi Dalet. Echad HaBeg HaBeg HaSak is requires kibbutz if this dam chadus fell on it. The name of the Orba Kibbutzu, Ruminu, Hoist of Lishlesh to Mekacha Besmartut, Hoist HaShal Or, Noslam Mayim HaShetikle. Nu. What does it mean Beged and Or? Beged is about kibbutz and Or is not. Rabbi Lokasha, Rabbon HaRachem, Tzmachom Tanoim, Titania. HaBeged VaSak Mechapso, HaKli VaOr Begayro. HaChem Orim, HaBeged VaSak VaOr Mechapso, Clean the garo. So my focus at Tanoim. According to one Tana, or is it requires kibbutz nam chadus? Nachemir, we know, and the rabbanon and Takanah says no. Kanazo damer Rav Chiya bar Ashi was in the Sagina Vekim the Kamei Rav Shichshi Levisani b'Maya. Kiman, kirabbanon. Who am Mekil? There's no kibbutz bar. Om Rav Mekil man damer Olad bar kibbutz who? It's in Beferish. Vabeged or Ashti or Eir or Kokli or Shet the Chavis. Woo Beferish. The Farish. It's a Pasuk, Rabbi Osai. A Pasuk. Okay. Where's this Pasuk? Take a look at where the Pasuk is. Where's the Pasuk? Ah, Parshas Tazria. Not Parshas Tzav about the Chabes by a base of English and the Dam sprinkles on it. No. But you see, anyway, this kibbutz when it comes to Or. The Farish. I mean, you can't be more of a Farish than that. Yeah. With soft leather, then there is kibbutz. Keep pligi, rabbon and acherim, v'kashin. Rav Chiva, simen segin av kamenet, or the rab, shich shichli, v'stani b'maya. How can it be? V'kashin echid rabbonon. Okay. So what do you see from here? On Shabbos, you're allowed to put your hard leather in water. Soft leather, no. Because soft leather, there's kibbutz, v'araya v'kamsa mitzora, and the presumably will be kibbutz by dam chatas too, only by hard leather. So far, so good. Hold on, my rabbi, I was wrong. Who said we're talking about this kind of situation? Hello, my rabbi. So, ras, came to megufa kaparcha, v'chalcha l'lei, mash v'lei rach. What does that mean? What are the words? Let's read the last Rashi. What are the words? Lad Milsa. Look me krov a racket. The cross stomach siv. Losh the rock, losh the kosher. Milos kin in the krov, feel it ak. Skoma. Koshin. Mashal the rock. Hit the strum, it's a ras. Feel it be koshin. Umastis in the racket. It's the same thing. He just changed one little bit. That the pasuk is referring to a case of what? Of anything? Because it gets soft. By being in contact with the mitzvah, fine. Ikashli or kashli. Now comes, so far so good. Now comes the hard part of the sugya. Korbuk sosus to rakin inu utznana is a shalor. No, to know that my mashatichle. Even orach. I mean, you make a pillow from hard leather. Who wants it? You want to be a soft pillow? Everyone knows that. Elamarov. Kol kibus les blokiskus lo shme kibus. In other words, really leather, there is kibus, but only if you rub it. And all it says you're allowed to do in Shabbos Kufan Beis is to pour water on it. Aye, Om Rav Chiya Barashi Zimus again. I became the kamei the Rav Shishchili Mesayim B'Maya. Yes, Shishchin kibus lo. I can't wash it. Ibarakin ukadivya kol, ibakoshin ukacherim. If it's rakin, yes, but if it's koshin akherim. Yochi beged nami. No, here's a famous Gemara. It's the only way we find the Shas. Beged. Shriyasa zekibuso. Rabba l'tamei d'amar Rabba, it's different yourselves. Zorak suda l'mayim chayev, Zorak pishna l'mayim chayev, pishna masuda of the kibbutz. Zorak pishna my timer. Fine, leash, not our unit. Fine, the different yourselves. We saw Kasha, they asked, why the Rambam not quote Zorak suda l'mayim chayev? We didn't have the gears. The only reason we gave yesterday is that he denied Shkos of Kibbutz. It's not, we'll see soon. He passed like Ziri against Rabba. Fine. But we haven't got to the punchline yet. Watch. Darash Rabba. Mutal l'chabes min al-bishabes. L'chabes. What are you talking about? This again out of Kameda, Shemesh Sadam Sani, my Shikh Shikhin, keep it slow. Rabbi, you're wrong. Hadoka Rabbi Moral Evadarsh. Yeah, I'm wrong. A great person is not afraid to say I'm wrong. Dvoram Shah Maitel Lifnechem, Tol Sem Biyadi, from Kachamru, Shikh Shikh Mutter, Kibus Asur. The Machabas, Middle Bishabas, he was wrong. He was wrong. Okay. How wrong was he? That's the question. That's the big question. He was wrong. But how wrong? How wrong? How wrong? How wrong? How wrong? Take a look at Rabosai in Bialach over here and see what it says. Siftes. Shin Bei Siftes. This is really the sugya we're going to. But now we're starting the sugya. I know it's a little late to start the sugya now, but start the sugya. This bi'alacha is very, very, very critical. Let's read together, okay? Everyone has it? It's Shin Bei Siftes Aval Chapso Hayashem Shafshay is awesome. Okay, Tzidah Bal Tzidah. Din Zeh to keep us from Minah Lo Havi Kiyim Ayadei Shifshuf Hu Mimash Amav Rabba Vizvachim Kol Kibbutz Les Bekiskus Lo Shmei Kibbutz Hold on, Rav Chia Barashi, you have a kim that commanded the Rav Shachri the Masani, Shir Shachri and Kiska Slow. That's Ika Girsa. Okay. Ayn Sham. Pirish Rashi, Kiska and Shem Shavshi, Tzido al Tzido. Kedek on the Chavsi. Who would base Yosef? Can't tell the Mashal Vanach. So Rachi, Me'arif, Barosh, Baramba, Mashma, the Kibbutz below Shivshuf, Gam Kain Asur. Why? The Rif Perk told him, no heavy cloud, member of the Rav, called Kibbutz, let's make Kiska, Stosh, make Kibbutz. Vehetik stama idach member the rava on his kasham besof asugya the kibbutz b'minal asa chen arash mashma the kol kibbutz asa below shifshu chen arambam pek of beis the whisker klash lo yev in the kiskos ki him sas in the kasas the minal asa lakab so omnev the ram tzorach bir the mesuga the zvachan the chor mashma behedja the kibbutz below kiskos lo lav klubu v'lo matzinu shechaz the rava mizeh. Yeah, but it's on your screen. It's true, he backed that from something, but this screen captures everything. Kol kibbutz that's mekiskus lo shmei kibbutz. They're asking kashas. And what was the toss biyadi? When he said, Rava said, mutal l'chabes, that he backed out from. But that he said, without kiskus, it's nothing, didn't back out from that. Said to be Allah. That's a Rambam of Vad that's our beers. Anyway, Shver. In the Sukkot of Zvachim Asher, the Bar Kosha, Ibar Kibusu, told him about the Rabban of Acherim. But Rambam, Potok Shem Bechus Meisah, Korbonus, Kirabonon, the Kosha, and Ibar Kibusu, boy, greater, but I'm Chattas, can't wash it. Kan Bechus Shabbos, Sosam, Dvorak, the Mashman and Chiluk, Ben Rakim, the Kosha. Who is this Kasha? The Lechem Mishnah Meisah, Korbonus. Kasha number 1. But Masha Regiment Dvorov, that for caution, Yeshu Yisra Kibbutz, the Kosav, Min of his sandal. The sandal Kosha, everyone knows that. Pirish Rashi, Resh Perk, Mrs. Chalitza. You have a soft shoe and a hard sandal. Kensha Rambam, Sos the Riatma. What's going on? Is there Kibbutz for or not? Okay, nearly Bira Dvorov, okay. The Rambam, maybe Dinza, the Kibbutz for Min of Osu Perk, Kobbeis, Ben Ashvusim. Umashma the sover the isa the rabbanon, umeforish the member the rava the apsalidalim and beizin zvachim. Call next page. Call kibbutz less bakiskus loshme kibbutz Pi Maskana, once after the Maskana, Highland and Kibbutz Daraisa. Well, Dam Chatas Shem. We're talking about Dam Chatas. That's the signal. It's Rachel. Ava Bid Rabbanon, Osapolokis goes. Where do you get it from? The Yotzalam is Adam or Sivik Mavasov. Doris Ravok, Mutal Chavis Bin of Shabbos. Ava Lira Papa. So what did he answer? He said many times I saw. Shikh Shikh in Kibbutz Lo. Rabbi said I made a mistake. Mashal Shem Zeh. The stam kibbutz aser af below kiskus. What's going on? The gam rava the sakadai the rafil after chatchila. A kocha kind of below kiskus. The bekiskus ain't svarla after the stam minel who ben rachman koshek. What's the rava lala? Who rachman vada ain't svarla after kiskus the chule alma. The rava vazel the tamay the amali el the kibbutz below kiskus left plumu. The sum of the mutal the gamre originally. Well, Dama Shem Meikara Shichshu and Kisses Lo. Well, Mashma Dein Oser Ela Bekiskus. Omer Papa, no, you're wrong. You're wrong, based on the Mishnah. Hey, Shem Rava, you're right. Fourth white line. Tos and Biyadi. And the Mutakim Shichshu Piyama. Abel Kibbutz Oser Al Kolponim Midarab Bonon. We understand. The Riv quotes this memo alone. Didn't quote Kiskus. Oser Midarab Bonon. Is there a Bonon Hesh? Apollo Kiskus. The Rebbe only quotes the Maisa. So this is going to be Oren Rachim Kosher. But the Yisra Rabbana is no Chiluk. Rav himself, they didn't make a distinction. Fine. And Rava, otherwise, what should he have done? Who can remember the day of Kosher? Why should he say, talk? All rabbis are very intellectual. They're very, and they haven't made a mistake. But if it's not a mistake, it's not a mistake. Why say it's a mistake? Just say one thing. Say one thing, what should you say? You should have said, instead of saying a mistake, L'ukim remember the day, B'kashin. Rav Papa, you have no question against me. Rav Papa has a kash against Rava. Why say Tos and B'yadi? Have a simple answer. There, Shikh Shikh in Kibbutz Lo. Yeah, that's talking about Rach. I'm talking about kosher. What a simple answer would have been. Answer is no answer. He's intellectually honest. It's not true. It's also whether soft or hard with the Rabban. That's what the Rambam writes. Kamkein, afilu sandal shukasha. You know, sandals are made from hard leather. Shik shuk mutter v'kibbutz asa with the Rabban. V'chein a rosh v'atur sasa v'kasa du kibbutz asa. Mash v'stam kibbutz afilu b'li shik shuk. K'en lo chilku ben rach v'kasha. Ha'kid v'reidis v'rabban yesh afilu v'kasha. Ayde gemara v'saka daito. Hell, even kisses is mutter b'koshen the rabbanon d'acher, right? As it says, koshen k'acher u'mash the rabbanon mutter b'koshen v'yudim kiskos. And if you ask a doctor, the rabbi let's say acher isur rabbanon k'val in the shabbos. Hoyim medam el the gamer in kibbutz amchatas. It's all or nothing. U'meilo the heicha the last be kibbutz v'daraisa gon kibbutz below kiskos v'rakim. Why feel the kiskos b'koshen the rabbanon? Let's be isur k'val in the shabbos. If you ask gona. So Chilipi, they have Papa, the kibbutz below Kiskus, Af below Shmei Kibbutz with Araisa for Damchatas, Al Kapon Vasu Drabonon, Suwe and Lechalik Ben Kosh and the Rakin, Leola Vasu Drabonon, Nuchalom, Azal Zen Nichla Bamasher, Heshiv, Rava, Dram Tosu Biyadi, Koyanam, Kosu Yana, what all things wrong? So now there's no distinction between Kosh and Rakin, no distinction between Kibbutz and Kiskus, nothing, everything's Vasu with Drabonon, everything's Vasu with Drabonon, only it's Mutter. It's just pouring water on leather with no rubbing. Beautiful pshat. You think he's finished now? He's emboldened. Take it one step further. An amazing step further. Unbelievable step further. Hagah. If you love the Mr. Pina, if I wouldn't be embarrassed, Havamina Mil Sakharavin. Say something really new. This is really, till now, it's pretty new, but this is really new. So if you have a skona chazer rova, gami ma the of reisha suga, the kibbutz below kiskus ba'or less bo isura daraisa. He's back after that too. If you masha chidish lo rapa the shich shichin kibbutz lo, yesh be kibbutz isa daraisa gamkein. Wow, v'gam al zeh amad rova shemad atos v'yodi. The be kibbutz levad yesh isa daraisa gamkein. The way to kim shich shich levad. Ashegen bebegad, afilu b'shichshuk. V'yalmei yesh yisur the Rashi goes to Kibusa. Rashi kol Rambam din the Kibus Ma'or pe'kaveis t'mar b'giyah shvuzunu. As against there is this chiddush nifla d'arayin d'arayza. How can it be? Well, shemsherot alichlo gam sandal shul kosher. Ubal es pisa kibus d'arayin t'li masha posgal l'bilchus ma'as k'abonis. Bishvion and al kol ponim yisra abon yesh b'zeh. For I also the love, Ochi, her little Rav Latar, do you I have a caution? Wow.
You back up by order to see the news of the rice.
The one says of the rice. You imagine that? The rice. Ubi Vareinu Nish Yaakovo, Lukun Nishvas Odom, etc. Da. Calls of Das Harif Rama Varosh Vatur. Das Rashi Varan. Perk no tell that could be based on the base. Yeah, no simash of the caution. After you eat the rabbana, leko. That's what we always thought until now. Kovakol, the mice and nirish and lakov, I feel the caution. Why? He called every short of my now susmul the Easter. Look who was that? Oh, the Das Hashul is partial of the Torah. The Ash Easter, Kvisa, and the Torah, the caution is what we're rocking. Kuposa kacherim. Woo! We've spent time reading through a Bir Halacha, one bombshell, another bombshell. He keeps bombing us there with his Kiddushim. Nifloim. Now, it's interesting. That's a very, very big Kiddush. In the Megillah Sefer, he talks about this too. Ozvav. A little bit backwards in the order of his Sefer. Ozbach calls the Sugan Zvachim. What did Bialoch say at the end? Milsa Charata. According to the Rambam, it's a Daraisa. Lachain, Gam Gabe Kibus Dam Chatas, ain't Tzorach Bekiskus. The Rambam never mentioned in Hilchos Matzah Kabbalas that you require kiskus. How can it be? Didn't say any kiskus. Didn't say it. Never said it. The answer is you don't need it. Even a level Doraisa. Wow. A Doraisa. Wow. Amazing. If according to the, we said earlier, we mentioned yesterday, according to the Rambam, we don't paskin, chose to do kibusa, comes out that all rach is like a beged, both dam chatas and on Shabbos on the level of the rice. Kibus is kibshuta, use your hands to wipe it, don't have to necessarily rub it to two sides, you don't need kiskus, and shriya is not enough, in both, it'll be a big chiddush, rabosai. The words kiskus, explained by Rashi, that was we saw it quoted before. Kiskus, meshavshem tzido zeh al tzido zeh, gerech mechavetz begonem ve'ochiz ve'abegev v'shteyot ve'meshavshem. Rub. That means to rub. Okay, that's what kiskus, what Rashi says. Okay. Now, what happens if somebody rubs without the two sides, one or the other? Take a look at Bialocha, right here. Zeal ze. We have to stop after this because I have to get to open the chumash. Okay. Zeal ze.
When they rub with your hand?
Yeah. I only Bialocha, the Masha Midas Habi, a poskin the Isidra Aboniyesh, Afalo Shipshu. If I feel it in Isidra Raisa, to be in Kiskos and Shipshu, which of course, I'm a chaver. Shemeshav shel zeh al zeh. Was the pirush Rashi in Zvachim? Sheforash kein. Kiskus isusham. Nira lomar. Da'af im eina meshav shem zeh al zeh. Rak shechufei peitei b'mayim esmokam aluchuch u'medicho shiyanaki. With his hands, without rubbing two sides. Gam kein b'chlal shifshufu. Wow. Lav da'afka zeh al zeh al zeh al zeh. V'horayah midi gemor mashva shom d'bihor kosheh. גם כן יש בו קיסקוס, כמו שמבוא השם לדעת אחרים, ובקור שלא שם לשם של זינו, אז it's hard leather, you can't budget, you can't rub one side against the other, ובשילת אז פשט מצור מה שבדיד, ובקיסקוס, ובקור שעד הישיב שבדוחה, הייתי כמו שכסבנו, אין צורך תינו זה על זה דווקא, brackets, he's attributing, watch this, צפק, המק שאלה, who are the המק שאלה? The tziv. Heidi agirus the miksav yad and v'shor the mechpayah v'shor the mechkinu. V'nirali poshut the pirish shol the mechkinu haino the tarotam aydei mayim. Loshen targum kaydua. Chila gamke and agirus the whatever is going on. Etc. Hine hame midvareinu v'mashe kasavnu v'nyenzeh v'mamra koden kot b'yalos t'yamas kut avol. Matzosi v'edus Hashem p'sefek hamek shayla. Because who is killing the army? We shown in us the kibbutz apli shivshuv. So many of the things are found in the civil kibbutz apli older than the chavetz chaim. Ad kan for today. We'll stop here and we'll open the chumash. Okay, with Hashem, Sunday schita b'seyah. That is a biggie. Schita b'seyah kufrav chesam bebei. You see the run there. It's a lot to do. Okay, I'll do a Sunday shit. Okay? Good.